Welcome, and we are packing it tight with some good stuff. It is Kim and Mike with you, and we're honored to be with you today. I want to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, and you know why? Because they're the Cattlemen's publication, and if you have anything to do with cattle, land, farming, anything, you need Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. Go to tsln.com. That's where you subscribe, plus there's a lot of extra information there as well. And you can get a subscription coming to you weekly so you can stay current with all that's happening.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Coming up this weekend, matter of fact, there's a nice music concert Saturday night, cornhole tournament. Lots of fun things there to kind of wrap up the summer season. The following weekend, the 19th through the 21st, the Sparks Nebraska Spurs are hosting a Cowboy Fast Draw Association three-day jackpot event. You're welcome to come and check things out at the Cherry County Fairgrounds. And you can find out more information at visitvalentine.com. And Kim, what are you sharing today?
I have something that has hit the internet in the past. It's called A Sandpiper to Bring You Joy. The story is about a woman dealing with the death of her mother. So again, A Sandpiper to Bring You Joy by Mary Sherman Hilbert. She was 6 years old when I first met her on the beach near where I live. I drive to this beach a distance of 3 or 4 miles whenever the world begins to close in on me. She was building a sandcastle or something and looked up, her eyes as blue as the sea. "Hello," she said. I answered with a nod, not really in the mood to bother with a small child. "I'm building," she said. "I see that. What is it?" I asked, not caring. "Oh, I don't know. I just like the feel of sand." "That sounds good," I thought, and slipped off my shoes. A sandpiper glided by. "That's a joy," the child said. "It's a what?" "It's a joy. My mama says sandpipers come to bring us joy." The bird went gliding down the beach. "Goodbye, joy," I muttered to myself. "Hello, pain," and turned to walk on. I was depressed. My life seemed completely out of balance. "What's your name?" She wouldn't give up. "Ruth," I answered. "I'm Ruth Peterson." "Mine's Wendy. I'm 6. "Hi, Wendy," she giggled. "You're funny." In spite of my gloom, I laughed too and walked on. Her musical giggle followed me. "Come again, Mrs. P. We'll have another happy day." The days and weeks that followed belonged to others, a group of unruly Boy Scouts, PTA meetings, and an ailing mother. The sun was shining one morning as I took my hands out of the dishwater. "I need a sandpiper," I said to myself, gathering up my coat. The ever-changing balm of a seashore awaited me. The breeze was chilly, but I strode along, trying to recapture the serenity I needed. I'd forgotten the child and was startled when she appeared. "Hello, Mrs. P. Do you want to play?" "What did you have in mind?" I asked with a twinge of annoyance. "I don't know. You say. How about charades?" I said sarcastically. The tinkling laughter burst forth again. "I don't know what that is." "Then let's just walk." Looking at her, I noticed the delicate fairness of her face. "Where do you live?" I asked. "Over there," she pointed toward a row of summer cottages. "Strange," I thought, "in winter." "Where do you go to school?" "I don't go to school. Mommy says we're on vacation." She chattered little girl talk as we strode up the beach, but my mind was on other things. When I left for home, Wendy said it had been a happy day. Feeling surprisingly better, I smiled at her and agreed. 3 weeks later, I rushed to my beach in a state of near panic. I was in no mood to even greet Wendy. I thought I saw her mother on the porch and felt like demanding she keep her child at home. "Look, if you don't mind," I said crossly when Wendy caught up with me, "I'd rather be alone today." She seemed unusually pale and out of breath. "Why?" she asked. I turned to her and shouted, "Because my mother died!" And thought, "My God, why was I saying this to this little child?" "Oh," she said quietly, "then this is a very bad day." "Yes," I said, "and yesterday and the day before, and oh, go away." "Did it hurt?" "Did what hurt?" "When she died." "Of course it hurt," I snapped, misunderstanding. A month or so after that, when I went to the beach, she wasn't there. Feeling guilty and ashamed, I went to the cottage after my walk and knocked at the door. A drawn young woman with honey-colored hair opened the door. "Hello, I'm Ruth. I missed your little girl today." "Oh, yes, Mrs. Peterson, please come in. If she was a nuisance, our little Wendy, please accept my apologies." "Not at all. She's a delight. Where is she?" "Wendy died last week, Mrs. Peterson. She had leukemia." Dumbstruck, I groped for the chair. My breath caught. She loved this beach, so when she asked to come, we couldn't say no. She seemed so much better here and had a lot of what she called happy days. "Oh, she left something for you." She handed me a smeared envelope with Mrs. P printed in bold, childish letters. Inside was a drawing with bright colors, yellow beach, blue sea, and brown bird. Underneath, carefully printed, "A sandpiper to bring you joy." I took Wendy's mother in my arms. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry," I muttered over and over. A gift from a child with sea blue eyes and hair the color of sand. This is who taught me the gift of love.
And that's the good stuff.